Hey.
Hey.
I've been vibing. I'm not a put a song on repeat all day guy. I had that song on repeat all day.
You know what song I've been listening to?
Sad Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the plunge and had the time of my life.
I finally took the plunge. You know what? Feels great.
What's up, guys?
That was good.
Nothing.
You're doing good.
You know, losing $50 yesterday was just
the icing
on the cake.
I'm going to be honest. You know what sucks more is that I wasn't even sad with you because I took the spread. So, like, I won. And
I should have taken what – I should have just been like, yeah, bet on whatever you're betting.
That's what Mikey did, and Mikey doubled his money. He said, send me all of your bets. And I sent him, like, a degenerate. I was like, I don't think you're going to want all of my bets. But I sent him all of my Super Bowl bets. And then he was like, can you make this bet, and that bet for me? And just literally just handpicked the ones of my bets that he liked. And I think he hit like four of the five. So Mikey doubled his money. Apparently I'm a bookie now. You were like, I'm in Maine. Put a bet down for me. And I was like, deal. Mikey, same thing. He's like, I'd like to bet on the Super Bowl. And I was like, I bet you would.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. And can I say one thing, though? The whole Black Taylor household, we got together for the Super Bowl. All bet heads, probably like 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Place fucking erupted when heads was flipped. Place fucking blew up. It was electric.
You guys started betting on things that wasn't even football.
Yes.
You know that betting on a coin toss is 1 in 9?
How is it 1 in 9?
I don't 50, remember. 50.
It's a 50-50
bet. No, it's like 1 in 9 if you break it down statistically.
I think if you break it down statistically, it's a 50-50 bet.
No, you're wrong.
I think you could not have better.
You might have to flip a coin 3 times.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair. If you bet on, okay, fine. If you bet on every football game's coin toss, you would come out 50-50.
Not me. I'd come out 100.
My man's is sick.
My man.
I hate my mindset now because I'm getting a true gambler's mentality where someone was like, but tails never fails. And I was like, no, tails does never fail. I never bet against tails because it never fails. But let me tell you one thing. Tails is fucking hot right now because the last like 3 games that went to overtime, tails was the overtime call. And I kept just being like, tails never fails. These fucking idiots just lost because they broke the rule. But you know what I said? You know what I said on my mind? I said, tails is too fucking hot right now. You got to ride heads. And someone's like, that's not how that works. And I was like, yes, it is. They had that fucking Corey mentality. The fucking Corey mentality is, listen, I know you just won on roulette, but the number's not hot. It is a statistical same thing. And I was like, no, it's not. You got to have the mentality. You got to get in the mind of the coin. And I was in the mind of the coin. Tails was hot. Okay?
What are you on right now?
I'm riding a high. I won a lot of money yesterday. It was good.
I lost not that much money.
I made my biggest bet ever. I bet 5 units on the Bengals +4.5. And it was all but locked going into that last drive, like going into the last quarter, because they had like a 7-point lead. It would have, the way game flow goes, I was like, okay, they'll never get above a 4-point lead. And then it made it a 3-point game with 1.5 minutes left. And the chance of overtime and then the chance of them scoring a touchdown to make it 6 to take my, like, it was at like 98% win chance at one point. And the chance that there was an overtime had me scared shitless. I don't want to bet that much again. It scared me. But
do you feel like you were in Uncut Gems?
Bro, I was sitting on the ground like a baby when they took that knee. I was just so excited. Also, the last.
Can we talk about how Joe Burrow's knee is stronger than titanium?
Yeah, he's Super Bowl. What a great! I had a great day.
I didn't.
You had a bad day.
I had fun watching that game.
Yeah. And, you know, you probably drank some beer and you watched some football. And
yeah. Sully came over.
Yeah.
Kept me company.
Yeah. And
Suicide Watch.
Let me say, the plunge is not going to be fun for about, let's go with 5 to 8. Yes. Okay. I was going to say 5 to 6 weeks. The plunge is about to get really fun in like 6 weeks. We will go into detail
at a later
in
date.
6 weeks, but yeah.
Why are you big medium?
I'm big. So Big Mike, what the fuck? They lost connection to my camera. Big Mike, you hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Mike has fully, it's like a fucking heel turn in wrestling. He has become Big Mike. Like, the character we've created through the plunge and, like, everything that we've done. Because Big Mike's always been Big Mike, but he never went by Big Mike or, like.
He also didn't know he was Big Mike.
Yes. He never knew. But now he knows he's Big Mike, and he has become one with it. Did you see? What the fuck is happening? Did you see his shirt?
Are you being hacked?
I might be. Did you see his shirt at the live stream? Or at the, okay. He got a custom made Big Mike Penguin Plunging for a Cause shirt made for our Penguin Plunge. It was, fuck, I'm sending it to you right now.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He is full turned into the character. He is now legitimately in his own life, Big Mike.
He's the main character now.
Yeah, he took it from us. He took the ironic Big Mike and made it full blown just Mike. He is.
Are you lag switching me?
No,
that's
I'm not.
Incredible.
Isn't that shirt incredible? Because it's so like shitty too, which makes
it
me
looks
laugh.
Like Big Mickey.
Yeah, Big Mickey. Big Mickey.
Your mom looks disgusted that she's holding that shirt.
She's like, don't put this on me.
Yeah, she's like, just this shouldn't be in the house.
Hunt, you weren't here when we touched upon this last week. We did it.
Oh, 10K?
Final tally, $10,500. How you feel?
That's a lot. That makes me feel warm inside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad it makes you feel warm inside.
Where is your camera?
I don't know. I'm gonna go run to the back of my PC real quick to see if something. I'm gonna unplug it and plug it back in. Okay. The classic. Well, that was weird.
Hey, you're back now.
Why is your name Lemon Water with no calories? So you got okay. It's literally okay. All right.
Yeah, they're good. I haven't had them in a while.
I have raspberry lime water with no calories.
But that's also seltzer water. That's poopy water.
But also, I'm about to pour some Jameson. So, like, I'm back. Remember how I went through a big Jameson phase?
Yeah.
I could not be more back than I am right now.
You're just all in.
Can I tell you? I sit at my desk most of the time I'm home. I have it on deck. It's just ready to go. I keep a glass here just in case I need a finger or two, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, I'm just ready to go at all times. But yeah, you didn't do the accolades.
I'm not gonna. I'll be honest with you, Chief.
So you feel warm?
Yeah.
So we did the Penguin Plunge this weekend. A fun ass time. Can I tell you, we got to the beach. It wasn't snowing anywhere in New Hampshire.
Except the beach?
Exclusively Hampton Beach, where we did the dive. And then as soon as we finished, it was like, we're good now. The bad part was, so you know how normally the ice is pretty frozen over, so you can at least run, and it's like you're almost running on like ground.
Were you slipping?
So the last 4 days leading up to this snowstorm at the beach during the exclusive hours of 9:30 to 10:30 when we did our Penguin Plunge, the days leading up, it's been 50. So it melted all the ice and snow and sand. So it was pure beach sand underneath the 4 inches of snow. So it was the weirdest textured walk, step, run you've ever experienced. Because you would deal with like a slight snow crunch, and then your foot would come out from under you on the sand. And Hunt, I'm sad you weren't there.
I'm sad that I wasn't able to go.
Because it was one of the and nobody else could fully appreciate it except like me, Dave, and Dave, like the long timers, you know.
Dave Swillam and Colford.
Yes, and we were looking around like. Because it was nice out, kind of. It was like 35, no wind. So it was like ideal conditions for the Penguin Plunge. It was just fucking snowing, and it was snow on the ground. And we were looking around, like, this is so fucking cool. Like, and everyone else was like, oh, man, it's snowing. And I was like, no. This is fucking cool. Like, the people who've been here, like, we haven't been able to experience a snow one, and it's like just seeing all the snow around, and, like, we had to run through it, and, like, it was awesome. But yeah, so we did the Penguin Plunge. We had a team of 16. We're up in those numbers. It was really fun. Black Taylor showed up in a giant fucking coat. He looked like a pimp on the loose who had bitches that had escaped, and he was coming to wrestle them in.
Okay. He was wrangling his hose.
He was wrangling hose, and he showed up at the beach. I thought for sure Black Taylor was going to be a one-and-done plunger. Based on things, and we're in the tent.
Was he all lit?
Bro, we're in the tent after, because he was not having fun through any of it, like leading up to it. aggressively loud, as Taylor does too. I say as a loud person, but like in Taylor fashion, it's just different. And we're in the tent after, like right after getting changed, and he's doing what like, he's doing what you, everybody, like we kind of have the routine down now. We know the do's and don'ts. But he's sitting there on the floor, like changing his socks. And he's like, bro, next year, I'm going to wear these socks and I have this plug. I'm going to wear some tights. I was like, next year. And he's like, hell yeah, dog, next year. And I was like, let's fucking go. That's what I love about the Penguin Plunge. The second,
you become a plunger for life.
The second you do it, you're like, oh, I'm going to continue doing this. That was sick. In typical Big Mike fashion, he did not know that there's like actual like medical benefits in like short term like dopamine spikes. So like 10 minutes after, I was like, how you feeling? He's like, I feel really great right now. Like I feel really good.
That's very wholesome.
And I was like, yeah, that's your body. Like it's reacting. He's like, what do you mean? I not the slightest clue that like,
just trying to explain basic science.
Yeah, there was, he had zero clue. There was like actual physical benefits in reason. And like, so I was like, well, no. So your body goes into a natural fight or flight response. So then your dopamine's all kicked up, but you're not actually in danger. So now you just feel incredible. And he's like, oh. Do you know how many people he's going to tell that to now?
Everybody.
Every person he meets. He's going to be able
People are going to start messaging you on Slack and being like, hey, can I jump in the ocean? You're like, yeah, I don't care.
They'll be like, I heard from your dad that the natural dopamine receptors. He's going to tell.
What are we talking? D1, D2, D3, D4, D5?
He's going to tell every person he's ever met. He's going to somehow bring up that he dove into the ocean and that his dopamine was out of this world.
I don't remember whose joke it is as a stand-up comedian, but it's like the, like when you read a book over the age of like 12, you just try to slip it in. You're like, yeah, the weather's like really nice out. And I read a book today. And people are like, okay.
I want to ask you a real question. Non-textbook, when's the last time you read a book? This is a good question. This goes to show how fucking... We are repulsive.
Do you count like summer readings?
Yeah.
So not for school.
Yeah. I'll give you summer readings if it's a real book and not like just textbook.
I read Great Expectations the summer before my sophomore year in high school.
That is. That was 9 years ago.
Was that 9 years ago?
Something like that, dude. That would be 2014. No, that would be 2013. maybe 2012.
Yeah, that was 2013. Might,
yeah.
Because I graduated from middle school in 2012.
That is so funny.
That's 9 years ago.
So,
what was the last time you read a book?
Are we counting read a book or finished a book? Because this is a very different answer.
Finished a book.
Okay.
Because I read a book like a year or two ago.
Okay. I tried the last time I went into a gym phase, I tried to start reading Game of Thrones while I was on the elliptical. Probably read a chapter. Two workout attempts ago. Two get in shape attempts ago. I started reading The Martian, the book.
I heard that's a great book.
It's a good book. That one I probably read half of, maybe a little more than half.
What's up? Doing the podcast. Roommate's home.
That was aggressively loud.
Why are you fucking pointing at
me? Okay. The last book I finished. Do you remember Zach Anner from Rooster Teeth? The guy with cerebral palsy?
Yeah.
Did he die? No, but he wrote a book in a biography. Probably five years since I've read a book.
It's a solid amount of time to not read a book. You know what else is? 9 years.
Nine years is. I feel like that's a number. Can I tell you something? I bet your mom would be so upset. I don't know if your mom's a reader, but she strikes me as someone who likes to instill reading.
She reads 3 books a week.
Yeah, so she seems like someone who tried to instill reading to all of her children as like just a passive thing they do.
Did you have reading time when you were a kid?
I read a fuck ton as a child. I don't know why. I don't know why it also never stuck. I finished the last Harry Potter, and I was like, I think I'm good now. I think I'm good on books. I'm good.
Yeah, I've read them all.
You haven't, or you have?
I have.
I have also read them all.
I read Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown.
Good for you. Yeah, I bet your mom will be so upset to learn you haven't read a book in 9 years.
I would have to talk to my mom for her to be sad.
I'm going to call her and be like, did you know Hunter hasn't read a book in 9 years?
Probably just be like, oh, thank you for calling.
Be like, I miss you. I'll be like, I miss you too.
Next, hey, when I'm home this weekend, you should come by and say hi to my parents.
I'd love to.
We can play pool and drink a beer.
I would love to do that. Your parents are my favorite. That's such a long... How long do you think it's been since... Oh, Tuba would lie. Tuba would lie right to your Facebook. I read every week. You'd be like, no, you don't. You'd be like, I read manga. It's a book. You don't get it.
That doesn't count.
I'm built different. Fucking two.
If that's the case, I read every week. I read One Piece.
Is there any books
I have
read?
Who do you think has a lower reading level?
Will or Tuba?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking? Yeah.
I think it's Tuba. Will has dumb thoughts, but I don't think he's dumb.
I don't know. No, yeah, I think you're right. I think it is Tuba, because Tuba will be like, well, bro, I have ADD, so.
Who do you think has the highest reading level?
Of who?
Like
our general friend? You. Probably you, maybe Sully. I'm going to go with you. I don't read so good.
Great choice.
Yeah. I space out so much when I read, and then it pisses me off because I have to reread a paragraph. There will be one paragraph. It won't ever be like multiple. It'll be like one where I'll start it and be like, why am I spacing out again? What am I doing?
This episode's going to be called The Derek Zoolander School for Kids Who Don't Read Good.
We don't read so good, sir. Bro, how do you read all your textbooks and like reading assignments in college?
For pharmacy school, yes, because okay. I have to.
The others, not so much. You manage some of them, but you manage through a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I didn't read. I
didn't read a lot of stuff.
No.
I was like, that's the general gist of it. And I did fine.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you to be done.
Wait. Does reading a book include like reading trials for like.
No.
Primary? Okay. Uh-uh. Never mind.
You are a book guy. You gotta be a book guy. What's funny is I keep asking for books for Christmas too, being like, I'm gonna read them.
Do you have a bookcase, or do you just have them like?
I have a book. I have a bookcase.
Are you afraid of books?
A little bit. No, I just don't like reading.
I'm afraid of books. I haven't seen one.
I'm so addicted to my phone that I could not read a book.
Get a Kindle.
No, because that won't help, because I'm addicted to the receptor.
Just think of it like a really long text message. Are you the kind of guy that goes, damn, I'm sorry, or congratulations, I didn't read?
No, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, what I'm looking at my bookshelf right now. I have the whole Game of Thrones series, the whole of the Boys comics. And
that's two
that's
books.
That's it. That's all I have. And then I have like the Martian, Ready Player One, which I haven't read.
Isn't that Stewie's?
It is Stewie's, yes.
Haven't you had it for like 3 years?
Sure have. It's mine now. It's the Statue of Limitations is up.
Okay.
It's my fucking book. That's what I'm saying.
It's fine now.
My fucking book. Stewie, good luck, guy. Good luck, buddy. I haven't seen a ton of videos of our Penguin Plunge because the only one I've seen is Big Mike's dive. Have you seen...
Oh. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, my God. So, you'll be a good judge of this. You're an impartial party. The book is out on if he fell or if he jumped. Because from my angle in person, it looked like he took a nice, good leap. And if you break it down in slow motion, you can see the plant leg for a jump. And then I'm sending it to you right now. You can see the plant leg for a jump. It just, he almost Tom Segura's it where the jump never happens. But the plant's there, you know? Like, the jump was in place. There was just no power behind the jump. So, like, I'd like for you to check this out in slow-mo because it's an elite fall / jump. You get it?
I'm analyzing, yeah.
I'm going to need you to break it down frame by frame because, like, I think you can see the plant foot, right? Like, he goes for that jump foot. It's certainly there, but there is no takeoff on it. So I don't –
No, that's a jump because how do you do that and have the wherewithal to twist your body?
Yeah. I mean, the man's just made for the camera. He tries to turn and give an action shot. Big Mike has really fucking evolved in this podcast.
We got to have him on.
Is that what we do for episode 200? The Big Mike?
Talk to your dad.
The Big Mike cast?
You have such thin legs.
Me? Buying pants is the hardest thing in my life right now. It's the biggest issue present in my life.
Your dad absolutely mogs on you by turning and yelling at the camera.
Can I tell you? I was, so like, he is so slow.
What do you mean? That man moves at the speed of sound.
He's so slow. So he is hilariously far behind by the time he jumps in. So I've already done like a full dive and I'm almost out. I'm probably up to like shin level. And then he comes running in. Instead of doing the thing you naturally should do, which is get the fuck out of the water, that man had me stopped in my tracks in the water to watch him jump. Like that's how much of a showman is he. I would rather stop in the middle of 30 degree water to watch him leap into 2 foot deep water than get out for my own safety. The man is a showman. He can't say anything.
Big Mike is just built different.
Listen, I aspire to be Big Mike. But yeah, I do have fucking, I got good legs. I don't know what to tell you. I just got nice legs. I got bad everything else, but I got sick legs.
I know. When you send me nude pictures, you always make sure to include those thighs.
Bro, your cock on your wrist in public, really.
I forgot that I did that.
Yeah, I don't know if you've plunged since that happened.
Did you talk about that last week?
I did not. It was wildly upsetting. I was with a group of coworkers, my phone on my desk, like just casually scrolling because I didn't think I needed to worry about fucking attachments from you.
It's the
one. And there's your like meaty hog just sitting on your wrist.
It's not meaty.
It looked pretty.
That was post-shave penis.
It looked pretty meaty. I'm going to be honest. It was a good-looking cock. I'm going to give that to you. It was looking prime, buddy.
I think I deleted it from our text, but well, that should make me laugh.
I still have it. Ooh. StreamYard added a feature where you can add an extra camera. We're going to keep it pretty short tonight. We do have some fire TikToks. There's been some good talks lately. One of them being, you know, our lovely FPAP.
I thought you were going to say Jit100K.
Jit100K is back and just released a new song and is dropping straight fire. But FPAP is dropping some weird shit lately. He thinks he's do you know when he gets in his mind that he's super good? Like, not just like meme good, but like that he's actually good.
Like, he's like Randy Lord level.
Yes, he's in straight up Randy Lord level right now. And it's so fucking good. He keeps duetting this one like rap challenge with the same song that he thinks is good. And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking doing it. That's really fucking loud. Give me a moment.
That was extremely loud.
Pretty good, pretty ways. No, I want a really nice taste. Come and walk your way right over to my L.A. P, baby, you need me. I can put your mind at ease. Come get it with me. Come get it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I like that he's just walking around his house.
Do you think his dad is just like, what the fuck is this?
His dad's definitely disappointed at him.
Yeah. So there. Now, this, so he's duetting some DJ made like a. They have. That's an area of TikTok where like DJs will put out a beat or music artists will like. They'll end a verse and then kind of have like a fill in the verse here now type thing. And a lot of people will do, you know, different ones. Not of Pap.
Keep doing the same one.
I did this earlier, but I'm going to do a more chill vibe version of it. Late night vibes, you know what I mean? So
do a chill vibe version of it. Late night vibes, bro.
I hate that word vibe.
Dude, just vibes, bro. Some late night vibes.
I just chill, felt the vibe.
Some chill LA late night vibes.
Let's get it. Hey.
Now, one would think like, well, he's changing up the vibes. Surely it'll be different words, right?
It's not.
Pretty girl, pretty waist. No, I want a really nice taste. Come and walk you.
Also, he's saying it the same exact way.
It's the exact same thing.
But this one has chill vibes. That's what you're missing.
Right over to my L.A. P, baby, you need me. I can pull your mind at ease.
What does P, baby, you need me mean? Do you got anything?
No.
P, baby, you need me.
Not even of an idea.
I have nothing.
Come get it with me. Come get it, baby.
Oh, he thinks he's so good. It's just my favorite part.
Is there a third one?
Come on, dude.
Let's get this, guys. Let's get this bread. I hope you like this. Load this up. Maybe we'll drop this, but I'm about to drop this beat, so let's get it.
Now, surely, third time. Can't be the same person, right?
Pretty good, pretty waste. No, I want a really nice taste. Come and walk your way right over to my L.A. P, baby, you need me.
That's the only line I hear now.
Why does he say P, baby, you need me?
P, baby, you need me. So you have like a UTI? What's he gonna do?
I can pull your mind at ease. Come get it with me. Come get it, baby. He's an LA
I like that he's never once been like, maybe I'll get some good equipment. Like, try to spice this up. Add some auto-tune? No. Like, no, I'm all natural.
Old school iPhone headphones.
I'm a natural.
Seattle. I'm gonna go in there, pick three random 45.
Oh, that's gonna be an end song.
Yo, what's up, soda lovers? It's Nicole here, and today I'm reviewing Enchilada Soda. This soda by Lester's Fixins has pure cane sugar and some natural flavors. And now, for a taste test. This soda bad. I'd give it.
I thought you'd like this one, because I like this one.
I did enjoy that. This soda, bad.
I like Nicole soda reviews. He seems very wholesome. That flick he did with the cap, elite. Yeah, I hope we see more Nicole soda reviews in the future.
How did he find that?
What, enchilada soda?
Yeah.
I assume his page is big enough now where people send him foreign sodas, you know? For him to review.
Two stars. It tastes kind of like peppers, and it's a bit spicy, and I don't think enchilada is a very good flavor for soda, and I don't recommend you soda lovers to try. Like and follow for more reviews from Nicole, comment those for me to try. Until next time.
I think Nicole is a really cool guy. And
I do not. I think he doesn't have friends.
I think you're right. But hey, you know who does have friends?
Come on, people. You're going to say it. You got to say it right. Be my master, Big Daddy Craig. Be my master, Big Daddy Craig. Be my master, Big Daddy Craig. Come on.
I feel so unsafe.
No, so you got to, if you're going to say it, you got to mean it. Be my master, Big Daddy Craig. Come on.
Be my master, Big Daddy Craig.
There we go.
Did you only include that to get a sound clip from me?
Yeah, well, maybe. your boy's back. Someone commented, said, you aren't a parent, Mikey. You never will be.
Didn't know. You're going to know now. I'm a father of 13 kids.
Does he look like the grandpa from Hey Arnold, kinda?
Get your facts right, bro. And I will never be a parent. Bro, I'm more of a parent than you'll ever be.
Fucking got him.
The dude's on meth.
Hello, this is Daniel Larson. I just wanted to make an announcement for the Black History Month. I am donating $3 to the Black trans community. Thank you so much for all of your support.
I have no idea what to even say.
The $3 gets me. I knew that. I just wanted to give you a quick little smile.
That was very funny. I love this guy.
Oh, you missed it. You missed it.
So I'm laughing at these stupid ass hoes for rejecting me. I really am. Little stupid ass bitch, I don't fuck with you. You want a nice guy who's got a big cock and big muscles, knows how to treat the ladies, has a cult following on YouTube. You know, that's what I'm saying. Oh my god, YouTube. Look at these fucking butts. And if you saw the underwear video, I got the cock to go with it.
Have you ever seen his videos?
Uh-uh.
I think he hates women.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Do you think he hates women? Well, he's got the cock to prove it, so.
Just got myself a fat-ass breakfast from McDonald's. He's about to fuck my organs up, but you know what? I've been feeling good for a while. I haven't had a stomach ache. I had a glass of water yesterday, so maybe my organs need to be humbled a little bit, you know? Kick them in the nads real quick and get myself some pancakes. Why not?
Might be my new favorite. Seems so wholesome. I had a glass of water. It's time to fuck up my organs. I like how the like staple of like a good healthy diet is you had one glass of water.
He sounds like Pooh Bear.
I tell you, Arby's really is stingy as fuck now with the damn cheese. Gotta pay extra just for them to put the right amount of shit on there. Pisses me off, damn bastards.
It's the least intimidating sounding cuss out I've ever heard. Pisses me off, you bastards. What's his name? Mr. McKay. I like him a lot.
Let's wrap this up.
Okay. God, there's just so many.
Hi, guys. I just want to say a very big thank you to everyone who got me to 350,000 followers. These last few months have been very successful for me, and I appreciate you guys all very, very much. Thank you. Hi, guys.
What?
I can't tell if this kid has, like, the most, like, situational awareness comedy style.
I don't think he
does. He's just awkward.
I think he's awkward.
Like, do you think he's doing this in his room and his parents have no idea?
They gotta have an idea, because I'm sure as soon as he got like 50 followers, I'm sure every 50 followers, he goes and freaks out to his parents.
But like, his parents coming into his room and he's dressed like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is it? This is the opposite end of the FPAP spectrum, where the parents are like, the disappointment spectrum that FPAP's parents feel. They're both on max ends, but they're just so wildly different. One dad is like, what the fuck did I make? And the other's like, the other's
kid's
like,
Buzz Lightyear.
The other's like, why the fuck did we show him Disney movies? One's like, why did we play music when he was growing up? And the other's like, why the fuck did we show him Toy Story 2? Like, what is wrong with us? Why did we do this? Hunt, I love you. I'm excited to go in studio next week. I'm excited to see you. I'm sad you couldn't be at the plunge this year, but, you know, things happen. And we did put a bow on this year. Third year, we lost again, but we won. And, you know, I'll keep giving a ton of people COVID if it means we keep raising all this money.
Hey, if I finish my tattoo this weekend, we'll have a photo shoot.
Okay.
I'm coming home Friday night, so.
Okay. But yeah, thank you to everybody for donating. We are officially on to next year. We have big things planned. We have some actual big things planned, and I'm really excited for them and to start working on them. I don't know what our goal is going to be yet.
Hey, when I'm home, let me body slam me through table.
Yeah, we got to prove it for the people. You're right. I'll let you do that. You need that right now. You need that.
We still owe the people from 2 years
ago. We owe the people. We can't be frauds. Did I tell you we're going to do like a wheel of death next year for every, I think we're going to, every $25 is a spin.
What does that mean?
We're going to have just a big fucking wheel that has challenges and miscellaneous shit on it for people to do and spin and whatnot.
That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for donating the past year. We're excited for next year. $10,000, almost 11, halfway to 11. Fucking insane. So, thank you everybody. We'll be putting out some stuff from the day of. I know we had a lot of photos and we had a lot of camera people there. So, we're going to be putting out some stuff in the following days of the event. And, so stay on at Plunge Podcast, follow us on Instagram, find those photos. And go to plungepodcast.com, go to patreon.com/theplunge, and go to innercirclepn.com. Find all of our friends. We're getting out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
I'm here at Georgetown Records in Seattle. I'm going to go in there, pick three random 45s, and see if I can make a beat out of one of them. Let's go. All
right. One, go back here, two, three.
All right, so I got Debbie Reynolds. This is music for, like, Girl Scouts, apparently. The Trogs. Sounds sick. And the Friends of Distinction. Come on, Debbie.
I know a song and it wants to be sung.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip this one. Trogs in the Bog.
Is he gonna make a beat with all three?
I don't know.
That's hard. All right, we need a ballad. If this is a ballad, it's probably the one. Yo, what's up, guys? I'm here at Georgetown.
Yeah. Oh.
Those flames.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.